Coventry and Warwickshire.
7 minutes to ten, Royal Mail is starting delivering 7 days a week, we're seeing in the news today. It also plans to open some of its busiest delivery offices on Sunday so that parcels can be collected. The company says it's trying to become more flexible as more people shop online. Here's the BBC's correspondent, John Moylan.
For some, it's the day of rest, but millions of us live in a 24-hour world. So Royal Mail is having to respond by moving to Sunday deliveries too. This summer it will trial parcel deliveries to homes in and around London. Its parcel force arm will also trial nationwide deliveries in June. And it will open 100 of its busiest delivery offices on Sundays for those who aren't at home to receive parcels during the week. Royal Mail's traditional letters business is declining by around 8% a year. So it needs to grow its parcels business. Volumes were up 2% last year. Overall, it handles more than 1 billion parcels a year. But it faces tough competition and a fast-changing market. A number of rivals have already announced plans to launch Sunday deliveries this year. Some have been undercutting its prices too, after Royal Mail put up the cost of posting letters and parcels in March.
Let's talk to Stephen Gibson, who's from SLG Economics, the former chief economist at Postcom, which used to regulate the postal service. Morning, Stephen.
Good morning, Shane.
What are you thinking about what the Royal Mail are doing? It's because things are getting bad for them. They need to find more creative ways. Are they finally getting out of the doldrums here, do you think?
Well, I think this is a really good sign. Post-privatisation, they're starting to think about what customers really want. What are the important things that customers need? And having parcels delivered when you're not there and sitting on your doorstep during the day, or being returns to a delivery office where you have to go out and get them, isn't what customers need. I think it is really thinking about customer service, and also being able to both accept and deliver parcels when customers really need them. Remember, this is a limited pilot study. It's around London, and it's only a few delivery offices.
It is the grand gesture, though, isn't it? It's curiously, I just happened to have, that was delivered to my house yesterday, one of their little red cards, something for you. And if I just at my local sorting office, Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, Friday, they close at 12:30 lunchtime, 7 till 12:30, so there are 4 days a week. They're only opening half a day. Saturday the same as well. Sundays aren't going to make a blind bit of difference. Why don't they open the rest of the time?
Well, you're absolutely right. One of the biggest sources of complaints about Royal Mail service is the limited accessibility of their sorting offices. And I think that is something that Royal Mail need to step up and deliver on. I mean, Sundays is a small step, but you're right, they need to do more on that area.
And what about their relationship with their workforce? It hasn't been great.
It's been very troubled. I mean, they've had threats of strikes right through the last year. They have now got an agreement, but it's been an expensive agreement. They've had to pay well above the odds, both in terms of pay rises and in terms of working conditions, in order to achieve low levels of industrial action.
So will they get their money back from that, Stephen, do you think? By opening, you know, if these trials go ahead and Sunday working goes ahead in this particular way, will they get enough revenue coming in to counter the cost they've had to put out?
That is a gamble. I think it's moving in the right direction, but I think they need to think much more about how they focus on giving customers added value in terms of parcels. So at the moment, Royal Mail are only just rolling out handsets that allow you to have signature on delivery and insured products and tracked products. They are 5 to 10 years behind their competitors on those sort of products, and they need to move much more quickly on that area in order to get sort of turn what has been a commodity, a sort of a simple plain vanilla package, into something that adds real value.
Although having said that, and I had a parcel delivered the other day, and the delivery company, which I'll look to see now, and if I see somebody's delivering with them, I'll ask them not to. They wanted to charge me £10 to re-deliver this parcel, because at exactly the same time they delivered it previously when I was out, and I thought maybe we need to experience some of these other companies just to appreciate what we've got with Royal Mail.
Well, I think that is quite an unusual experience. I mean, the levels of customer service across the parcel sector, Royal Mail is quite low down, and there are a number of other parcels operators who provide much higher qualities of reported customer satisfaction. So I think yours was an exceptional, rather unfortunate experience.
It's just me. I'm unlucky like that. Stephen, thanks for that. From SLG Economics joining us on the show.